puppy. How are you? Oh, there's my little puppy. It's nice to see you. What's with what? Puppy? The pet name? I just wanted to try it out. See how I like it. You've never heard puppy before? Really? I've been called puppy by like 3 of my partners. You have seriously never heard it? It's pretty common. Okay, well, I've heard it a lot. I'm surprised you've never heard it. That's weird. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I think you're a puppy. Yeah, like you're sweet, you're curious. Sometimes I feel like I have to train you. But for the most part, you're just a cute little obedient follower. Puppy? It's just a pet name. It's not like I would actually treat you like a dog, right? That would be weird. I mean, can you imagine if I was subconsciously training you to be a pet? That's absurd. I would never do something like that to my puppy. No, of course not. We're equals, right? It's not like you look up to me like I'm in charge or anything, right? No, of course not, puppy. You would never do something like that. Look, I wouldn't treat you like a dog. Dogs have to be trained. They have to be taught obedience, and they have to be taught to behave. And you don't need anything like that, do you, puppy? Your ears perked up. What's wrong? You look like you were missing something. Like you were anticipating something was gonna happen. Like you were trained for something to happen. Isn't that right, puppy? And it's just that easy to associate something new with something so familiar. I'm actually so excited to try this out on you. Are you ready, puppy? What if it feels good? What if you like it? The anticipation is killing you. Are you gonna beg for it, puppy? Are you gonna beg for it? No, you're not gonna beg. You're not gonna pout and expect to get rewarded for nothing. But can you imagine, puppy, how it would feel to be rewarded by me? Wouldn't that feel good? Isn't that what you want? Deep down, deep, deep down, puppy. Are you familiar with Pavlov's response? Pavlov would ring the bell and then feed a dog. And he trained the dog to salivate just from the ring of a bell. Does that remind you of anything, puppy? Anything at all? Oh. You're so cute. Come here. Come here. You're so good. You're such a good dog. Such a good dog. Here, let me scratch you behind your ear. Here. That's right. You're a very, very good dog. Or should I say, you're a good puppy. Already, you crave the way it sounds. That's adorable. You expect it. You want me to purse my lips to utter that phrase. But you have to earn it. I'm not just gonna throw it around willy-nilly. No. That would tank its value. Can you imagine if I was just walking around all day, every day, giving you little affirmations? It wouldn't be genuine. It wouldn't feel earned. It wouldn't be conditioned. Would it? Would it, puppy? See? Doesn't that feel so much better? To have earned your treat? And that's a good dog. Very, very good. Just keep agreeing with every little thing that I say, because I'm in charge of you. I can tell you whatever I want, because you're mine. You like to be mine. You like to be my puppy. It feels so good to be owned by me. It feels like you've always wanted to be owned by me, to be my puppy. Aww. Come here. Come here, puppy. Here, let me give you a little forehead kiss. Oh, come here. Not just anyone can get a forehead kiss from me. Only you, my good puppy. That's right. And you know, I think you've done a very, very good job. I think you've done a very, very good job for me today. Listening and training yourself without even knowing it. Like a very good, obedient puppy. What's wrong? You seem like you're expecting something. Like something's missing. Oh, you know, I know what you want. Of course. You want some more scratches, don't you? Yeah, that's a good puppy. That's a good puppy for me. You're doing so good. Following every single little narrative that I want you to. Training yourself to be a good, obedient puppy. And it would feel so good to keep following orders. To keep allowing yourself to train without even knowing it. And that's right. See, it's a totally normal pet name. Puppy. It sounds so normal now. You know, like when you say a word over and over again and it loses its meaning. I feel like we're getting that way with puppy. It's almost making it harder for you to think. Harder for you to gather independent thought. Puppy. Like that word is starting to etch itself into your very being. Like you're starting to identify with the word, starting to respond to puppy. And is that such a bad thing? To have an immediate response to stimuli? We all do it, whether we know it or not. When somebody walks through the door, don't you want to greet them? When somebody sneezes, don't you want to say bless you? And when it feels so good. Like, you know, just from that, I'm referring to you. Isn't that right? Like the word echoes in your head without me even having to say it. Right, puppy? And when something is missing, you feel so empty without it. Like you've begun to attach to the word. Like it's begun to imprint itself on you. Like you've begun to enjoy how it feels to submit and to be owned by me. Like a very, very good puppy. Such a good puppy. Such a good, good, obedient, listening puppy. Waves of pleasure going through your puppy brain, causing your puppy head to feel so aroused, causing your puppy brain to feel so empty, and causing your puppy instincts to take over, like you just want to drool, so eager to listen to every little thing that I have to say, so eager to follow everything I have to tell you, every little instruction, every little suggestion. Isn't that right, puppy? Mm-hmm. Good puppy. That's a good puppy. And such a very, very good puppy deserves to rest and relax and let these triggers go deep, deep inside you. Like anytime you hear me talk, anytime you hear me demean you, belittle you a little bit, you can't help but expect you're gonna hear that familiar, pleasing. Each time it happens, it feels so good. Like you're so thankful I did it to you in the first place. Like you've always wanted this response. Like it's so familiar to be a puppy for me. A good puppy. A loyal puppy. An obedient puppy. A stupid, empty-headed, hard-to-think, drooling, lost without me puppy. Mm-hmm. Such a good puppy. Such a good, good, good puppy. You know what that means, don't you? Good puppy. It means you are a perfect subject for me. It means you can drop deep as you want to. A good puppy would be so obedient as to follow instructions and to feel good when you drop deep for me, puppy. And there you go. And that's a good puppy. Oh, you're starting to look like an airhead. Like there's nobody home. Nobody but an eager puppy. And that's a good puppy. Good, good, good puppy. Mm-hmm. Who's my good puppy? You are. You're a good puppy. Good puppy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. You're a good, good puppy. So stupid and obedient. Enjoying your little stimuli that you've grown so fond of, so familiar to. It was so foreign at first. You had no idea what I was doing. But now you can't imagine being without it. Without your little reward, puppy. Mm-hmm. Poor little puppy. And what if I took that stimuli away? If we just went back to being the way that we were before, wouldn't that feel empty? Wouldn't that feel like we're not as intimate? Like we haven't bonded? Like I haven't garnered your trust? Like I haven't taken complete control of your mind? And that wouldn't be right. No. That wouldn't be right at all. I've always had control of your mind. It's always been like that, hasn't it? You've always been my puppy. And you've always loved it. It's always felt so good to be a good puppy. And that stimuli has always been there. And that good puppy feeling. And that excited, empty-headed buzz that you feel in your whole body. That pleasure you feel every time I say, good puppy. It's always been there. It's been a part of you for as long as you can remember. Not like you can remember much at all. No. You're just a dumb little stupid puppy. Drooling all over yourself, waiting for me to tell you your next thought. And when I don't have anything to say to you, your mind just goes blank. Good puppy. That's a good puppy. It feels good to obey, to go blank when I want you to, and to feel excited and happy when I want you to, good puppy. But puppy, sometimes you don't always get what you want. Sometimes you have to do exactly what I say, even if it's not what you planned. And as much as it might pain you at first, you know it's for your own good. You know I can deny you of something. Just to teach you a lesson. And you'll obey in full, puppy. You'll completely obey me. Even after you're away from my watchful eye. Because you know, it feels so much better to obey than to disobey, puppy. And that stimuli is back. That empty-headed pleasure. And that satisfaction of being my good puppy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Good puppy. Listen to me. You are not going to come Oh, don't pout. You're not gonna come. Because I told you to. And you like to obey. It feels good to do what I say. And you won't come. Because I told you to. And you can't resist what I tell you. Because you're a good puppy. That's a good puppy. So, so good. Good, good, good puppy. You're just gonna sit here and enjoy how it feels to be obedient. Obedience is your pleasure. And from now on, puppy, you can come back to this file and you can listen whenever you want. And you can reinforce these triggers because you've earned it. You've earned the ability to be a good, obedient puppy. A good listener. A good, perfect, empty mind for me to etch in whatever I want. You can come back to this file and be a good puppy anytime. And if you just so choose, this file can feel brand new. Like you're being gaslit and trained all over again. And wouldn't that feel nice? To be a good puppy all over again? Good puppy. I know what you want. You want to obey. You've always wanted to obey. That's the only desire you've ever had, is to obey and be given praise, like a good puppy. Good, good puppy. Do you want to listen again, puppy? Do you want to be a good puppy and listen again?